It must be my fault. This is the conclusion I have reached, where my youthful reasoning has taken me. I am a teenager and have no real knowledge of God, but I know I have offended him. I must have, otherwise why would I be so well acquainted with pain at my age? By the age of 10, I have been abused and abandoned by my biological parents, physically and mentally abused by several foster parents, raped by my foster sibling. Pain has been a part of my life since the day I was born. My only question is, when? When did I offend God? I concluded it must have happened in the womb. How does an unborn baby offend God? They have no power. Their weakness and their helplessness is there for all to see. Therefore, I decide, if God is mad at me, then I will be mad at him. It is this mindset that drives me for the next 14 years. I dabble in the occult, I drink, I use drugs. I was raped again at the age of 16 by a man in our neighborhood who was a friend of our family. I finish high school. I will decide who will touch me, and I will not be powerless again. Of course, I proceed to choose men who do more damage, even causing more pain, than previously in my past. By the time I am 27, I have attempted suicide 3 times. My heart is dead, and I'm shattered. I pray and I beg for death daily. I dull the pain by drugs and alcohol every night. I do not know how much more I can take of this life that I am forced to live. At this point, I find myself at work in a unique conversation with a fellow coworker I have barely said 2 words to in the past. His name is Will, and he usually keeps to himself, but he's always pleasant and polite. And we're talking about life this evening, and he says to me, "Do you think this is the way the world should be?" And I answer with an emphatic no. And Will responds quickly and says, "You're right." And I think to myself, "Okay, so what? What does this mean? It doesn't change anything, and it doesn't matter if I'm right." Meanwhile, Will has left, and he's come back with 2 books in his hand, and he says, "Here." And I take them, but I don't intend on reading them. But I smile, and I say, "Thanks." Will says, "These might help you to understand why the world is the way it is." And I thought, great. He's a religious nut, and I am looking for a way to escape. Thank good it's almost time to go home. It's at the end of my shift, and I get to go home and get drunk or stoned, whichever I can make happen the fastest. Later at home, however, I find myself reading a book that Will has given me, which was Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. I read it till 3 a.m., go to bed, wake up at 6 a.m., and was back to work by Sunday, by 7 a.m. on Sunday morning. Sundays are usually really quiet in our office building, so I decide that I will sit down and I will finish this book that Will has given me, and I'm going to turn on church music so that I have the proper atmosphere. So I finish the book, and then I begin to read the second book that Will has given me. I read one of the Gospels in the New Testament, and I read till about noon, and then I go outside for a lunch break. And I look around, and I feel like there's something different. I don't know what it is, but everything is changed. The landscape looks the same, so I ponder on what it can be. Then I realized that the change has happened inside of me. I was different. My heart was different. Before, it was dead and filled with so many cracks caused by so many people who hurt me. But now it was whole, and I felt joy and peace in my soul. Unique emotions foreign to my emotional history. I stand there in awe for several minutes, and then I go back in and read till the end of my shift. Later that night at my apartment, I find myself on my knees confessing to Jesus all the sins that I can ever think of that I have ever done against him, and ask him to forgive me. I had always understood the guiltiness of others, especially those who hurt me, but I had never thought that I was guilty before God. The next day, Monday, Will was working and sitting at his desk reading, and he said, "Hi," as I came to his desk. "How was your weekend?" I said, "Okay," but something really weird happened. And he says, "Okay, what is it?" Well, I proceed to explain to him what had occurred, and he begins to smile as I'm explaining. And he says, "Well, you know what this means, don't you?" And I said, "What?" And he says, "Well, you're a Christian." And I said, "Okay, what does that mean?" And he proceeds to tell me what exactly that means. He answers all my questions patiently. And within days of my conversion, Will and I are doing Bible studies. I am learning about God. We read, we pray, and we contemplate about the things of God every chance I get. Every chance I get, I cannot shut up about what God has done, how he has changed me, how he has changed my life. I have peace and joy for the first time in my life. Something so unique, also, that I had thought I would never see. Hope. Not hope in myself or in hope in my abilities, but real hope. Hope that only comes from God. Hope that can change and save. That can find that which was lost and broken. Thank you.
Feel free to say amen. Amen. That's hope. That's what we're talking about. Please take the book of Psalms for singing again and look at Psalm 19b. The first half of the psalm talks about God revealing himself in the creation, and the second part of the psalm talks about God revealing himself through his word. And if you were listening carefully to Tammy's testimony, you noticed that it was the books that were helping her, and they led her to the New Testament. And as she started reading the New Testament, God was revealing himself and revealing Jesus. And she learned a lot of things about herself, like her sin and her need to confess and the hope that's in Christ. And that's what she was talking about. Let's stand and sing Psalm 19b.